Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the Scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. But how then shall the Scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? But all this was done, that the Scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not. But the Scriptures must be fulfilled. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ. He had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. But now is made manifest, and by the Scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other Scriptures, unto their own destruction.